Policymakers in Washington continue to discuss, mostly behind the scenes, whether they'll make any changes to U.S. gun laws. But one effect from the deadly shootings in Dayton and El Paso is that some national retailers are modifying what they sell. Walmart, for one, is no longer going to carry handguns in Alaska, the last state where the company was still selling them. Plus, Walmart, Kroger, CVS, and Walgreens are calling on their shoppers to no longer openly carry firearms into their stores. To learn more about the possible impact, I'm joined by Thomas McGuire. He is CEO of Small Arms Analytics. Thomas, what do you make of the decision by Walmart specifically, and what could this effect be?
You know, if you look at the size of Walmart, and they're, you know, you read their press release, gives some indication of what they're expecting will happen to their sales as a result of that, and they're suggesting that they have about a 20% share in the ammunitions market specifically, and that may drop to a low end of about 6%. They're not stepping away entirely from firearms. They're still, you know, catering to the sports and shooting enthusiasts and providing product associated with that. So, you know, and you look at Walmart's annual gross revenues last year, it was pegged at, I think, $515 billion. We estimate that the ammunitions market for the states is about $1.9 billion. So you know, put that $1.9 billion next to 500. You know, even if they had 100% of that market, which they're saying they don't, it's still a, you know, relatively speaking, a drop in the bucket.
Walmart typically, because it's such a dominant player in all aspects of retail, tends to knock out the mom and pop or make it harder for them. Is this something that's going to affect the market in that sense with Walmart pulling back? Is there reason to think this will help other retailers in some sense? Will they try to step up and do something different? Would that make sense?
It absolutely makes sense. And in fact, that's, you know, that's what we're hearing through some of the other discussions we've been having is that those that are that provide and sell, you know, guns and ammunition are in one sense lamenting that Walmart is making such a public display of pulling out of the market. But at the same time, you know, in the same way when Walmart comes to town and it sends chills through the spines of the small shops, them getting out of a particular product line would have the opposite effect. And I think there's a lot of, you know, small and medium sized retail outlets and distributors that are happy about Walmart backing out of this set market.
Does this feel like a real change that Walmart and other retailers are thinking about? Or does it feel like PR in the short term, just in case some people in the general public might be offended? Or do you feel like this is indicative of some different direction to some extent?
I think, you know, Walmart and Kroger are responding to the public discourse, which is prevalent across America today. There's a lot of frustration that's surrounding some of these more publicized mass shootings. And so I think, you know, I think retailers are, you know, I don't know that they're leading. I think they're following. I think they're responding to, you know, the discussion that's going on.
Does that actually indicate that people are thinking more this way? Does it feel like, based on the fact that a company like Walmart would take this action, does it make it seem like it is more in the mainstream than that sort of attitude?
I think it's definitely part of the mainstream, but you could also look at the NRA's response to Walmart pulling out of the, and you know, they basically called it a shameful display and Walmart succumbing to pressure of the anti-gun elites. In always in a gun discussion, there's two sides of it. So this is about Walmart responding almost 30 days after the El Paso shooting, and perhaps, you know, again, you'd have to ask them, but you know, this may have some done in some understanding of how their employees are feeling, how, you know, how staff is feeling, how, and so maybe it's a demonstrable display to help position them with regards to staff as well as their customers.
When we see, whether it's Kroger, heard this about Walgreens, CVS as well, so more big chains, talking about asking shoppers to no longer openly carry firearms in their stores. How significant do you think that is? Is that just, again, responding to consumers and their employees and saying, based on comfort level, based on what they think is the right thing to do? And how do you think that affects sort of the broader marketplace, either in terms of philosophical marketplace or actual retail marketplace in terms of what people buy?
It's an interesting strategy because, you know, the states with open carry would set their own, you know, policies and regulations for that. And similarly, the retail, you know, who comes into a store, who doesn't come into a store and why. As I understand it right now, it's just a matter of moral suasion. They're quote, asking customers to do this. I think it's probably largely symbolic. It may make those that are on the anti side feel more comfortable or have good optics with them. But at the same time, there is a component of alienation or alienating those that for whatever reason have and own guns and carry guns.
That is Thomas McGuire. He's the CEO of Small Arms Analytics.